Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. In the first line, when we talk about international law in particular, I think we can delete the principles and requirements. We can say international law in particular principles and requirements. And then regarding the proposed addition by Pakistan, I think we have to be careful about the distinction between the rules that are applicable to the development of weapon systems and the rules that are applicable to deployment and use. The notion of development is something that is along a continuum. A weapon system, you know, at the early stage of its development may not be mature enough to comply with all the rules, but it's through testing and the certification processes that this compliance eventually will be achieved. So we think we have to be conscious of that we're not talking about systems that are in their final form when we're in the development phase. So this notion probably needs to be dealt with in a separate way than, or a distinct way of when we're talking about the use of a weapon system that has been developed completely in its final form. Thank you.